Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Babylon Radio. I'm Luke Lawrence.
I'm Joey Hager. Babylon Radio is our monthly music show that we bring you local musicians, singers, songwriters. And today we have Andy Milliken.
Andy Milliken.
Hi, everybody.
To the left.
Hello, Andy.
Hi.
What's up, man? You're on our show.
Great, living the dream.
We just recorded your songs, and we're going to play a few of them, which will be fun.
Excellent.
We just had the worst time trying to film this.
I thought we had a great time.
We had to stop. Well, it was fun. It's just we couldn't get rid of the giggles, and now we're doing it a little more seriously. So
we're very professional this time.
We're going to ask you some questions that you've already answered.
If you've never seen any sort of talk show before, that's how it goes.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Andy. I'm 28, and I've been living in my car for about 3 weeks. So that's awesome.
What kind of car?
Well, it's a Dodge Dakota. It's a truck, actually.
Oh, so it's not a car.
No, I lied. You caught me. This is a hard-hitting interview.
We're 2020, man.
Yeah.
Bobble waltzes.
Can't get anything past you guys. I'm going to school right now, and I've been a guitar teacher for about 12 years, and hopefully one day I want to be a music therapist.
Cool. So where were you born? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Athens, and I grew up in Wellston and Wilkesville, and I've been living in Athens for a few years now.
How many instruments do you play? I'm in a hardball, Keanu Reeves style.
Okay. I would say that I play four, but I know several songs on lots of instruments. No, a couple of songs on lots of instruments.
So you play guitar?
Guitar and piano and bass and banjo.
What's your favorite instrument to play?
Probably guitar, but banjo is really fun, too.
Yeah.
Do you ever call banjo banji?
I call it a banjolo. Yeah. It's neat because, like, I have been taking classical lessons at school here, classical guitar lessons, and it's almost like they're two different instruments, like the guitar that I was doing for the show here and then, like, classical guitar. Very different. So
I actually had a child. When I was a child. I had a friend named Banjolo.
Banjolo, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
His name was Banjolo Dixon.
Wow, that's wild.
Slight case of the giggles, and I would like to go to our first song.
Okay.
Would you like to introduce it? This is
Poor Old Leroy. This is about Leroy King from Wellston. He was a buddy of mine, and he got killed a few years ago. They didn't investigate it. They didn't care. He was a poor guy, and he was a drug dealer, and nobody cared. So I wrote a song about him. He would have appreciated this song.
Good.
That's sad, but this is a good song.
Leroy was this guy I knew on the south end of town. A sort of shady businessman, he'd always let you down. He used to tell me numbers, clean full of stems. I don't think that he deserved to get done like he did. Leroy used to come and watch us pick down at the bar, sell my buddies diet pills out where they parked the car. And that's how he made his living. He didn't know no better. Could have been doing a whole lot worse, all things considered. Leroy, poor boy, had a Japanese guitar painted red, white, and blue. And every time I went over there, he'd get me, put it in tune. He'd sing "Turn the Page," an old time rock and roll. I think he knew the words to every song Bob Seger wrote. Leroy, poor boy, oh, 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 Leroy. On his last run for the evening, that's when Leroy got hit, beat to death by a bunch of junkie kids. The way I heard it, Leroy told him that he couldn't make no change. Getting screwed out of 15 bucks was more than those boys could pay. Leroy, oh boy, oh, 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 Leroy. I sure was sorry to hear about it when old Leroy died. Sure was sorry to hear it, but I can't say I was surprised. When you play with matches, you get your fingers burned. I guess that's a lesson poor Leroy never learned. Leroy, oh boy, oh, 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 Leroy, oh, 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 Leroy.
So that was Andy Milliken performing "Poor Old Leroy." We're here with Andy. I'm looking at the wrong camera. Now I'm looking at the proper camera. And how are you?
I'm feeling James Spader right there.
Oh, I usually feel James Spader. So you're, a lot of people say they want to be storytellers instead of like songwriters, but I don't know if that's what you feel. But anyway, you seem to tell a story in most of your songs. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was a true story, like you said before, right? Based on...
I mean, the dollar figure there in the second to last verse is a little bit different, but that was pretty much the way it happened.
Yeah.
He actually didn't die right there. He went into a coma and made it 2 or 3 more weeks. So it was probably even worse.
Yeah, you
real downer.
let's talk about
that for Let's talk about
inspiration.
I mean, that's not really a conscious thing on my part. I only write a couple songs a year, and I can't really sit down and try to write one. If I do, it comes out really bad, and it is never a keeper. So it just kind of happens. I guess you could say that it's inspired by real events, since most of them end up being about real stuff. But as far as how or when that happens, I really don't know.
Okay, so when you sit down and you've been inspired and you're going to write a song, do you just play whatever key? You're just like, hey, here's an A, and it feels like I'm going to play an A.
Normally, probably, like, I'll get, like, a phrase or something, or, like, a good hook line, and then try and build a verse around that, like, in my head, and then put that to music. As far as keys go, I'm pretty predictable. It's, like, G, A, or D, so.
You play banjo.
Yes.
So that makes sense that you could transpose it. You would want to keep it in a key that's easier to play on banjo.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just like, I don't know, I call them like hillbilly keys. I have keys that I think are easy to play in, and then keys that definitely aren't. If I play with like piano players and stuff, they like to play on the black keys, and I'm pretty much A, D, Re, or G. C sometimes even.
At least if they're playing on the black keys, you know, I don't know. Well, I guess I was just going sharp. I would rather think, because I'm a guitar player too, I would rather think in sharps than flats.
Probably, yeah.
It would be way easier for me, at least.
So, continuing on inspiration, like what singer-songwriters, musician groups do you get inspiration from?
Well, I haven't really tried to, like, make my songs sound like anybody else for a long time. But whenever I did used to do that, probably people like Bob Dylan or John Prine or Kris Kristofferson. But, you know, being kind of removed from that inspiration songwriting process, I just listen to music for enjoyment. I'm kind of cynical. I really don't like a lot of music, but the stuff that I do like, I don't listen to it to get anything out of, to put into my music. I just like to listen to it.
What is a band that you really couldn't stand?
That I can't stand?
Yeah, I want you to be able to let your energy out. Just, you know, I can't.
I really don't like the Avett Brothers at all.
Me neither, man.
And it's not that they don't, I mean, they have a pleasant sound. It's not that they hurt your ears or anything. And I don't build myself up by putting others down because I'm more critical of myself than anybody else. But I just don't feel like they have any depth. I feel like it's music that you listen to because your girlfriend makes you listen to it.
I don't like the Mumford Brothers or Avett and Sons.
Yeah.
I like how you switch
it's
those.
Very, it's like they all have like faux English accents, and it's like they're just trying to be like fake country or fake folk, and it doesn't feel genuine to me at all.
Well, I'd like to go to our next track. What would you like to introduce the next track? Is it Waste of Time? Is that one?
Yeah. I think so. It's a bunch of junk.
Oh, man. Let's go to the next track.
Andy Milligan.
I remember my first kiss wasn't with a girl I loved, but her lips were warm and wet, and her hair shone in the sun. Wasn't all just wasted time? I can't tell you what I took away, but I can tell you that it's mine. And all those nights you left me crying, wasn't all just wasted time? I remember first time I got in a fight, there on the playground, just him and me. Set my lunchbox down and I swung with all my might. I wound up in the gravel with a busted knee. Wasn't all just a waste of time? I can't tell you what I took away, but I can tell you that it's mine. And all those nights you left me crying, wasn't all just a waste of time? I don't remember first time I turned on, like I don't remember
last night. I don't know if it's smoke or you, or luck that's gotten me here. If I don't worry about it, it'll be all right. Wasn't all just wasted time. I can't tell you what I took away, but I can tell you that it's mine. All those nights you left me crying wasn't all just a waste of time. Wasn't all just a waste of time.
I'd like to invite you to drum with us. It's the first time we're going to try this on the show. It's called Three Guys Drumming on the Table.
Good job.
We drummed?
No, no pause. Told you pause.
Nick Cannon ain't got nothing on us. He was a drumline. That was him, right?
Yeah, I don't know who Nick Cannon is.
He was in Drumline.
He was in Drumline, the movie.
Okay.
Anyways, so it wasn't all wasted time.
Yep.
How do you feel about that one? Your performance. You got to watch it.
Well, I never really feel great about the performances. I do feel like I write pretty good songs. I don't feel like I sing that great or play guitar that great. Most of the people though I like to, you know, that I would pay money to go see though are about in the same boat. Like the guy that signed my guitar is named Todd Snyder, and he kind of sucks too, but he writes really good songs. So
he sucks.
Well,
like, we don't want people who suck on this show. If you want to come on our show and you suck, you're not alone.
but you know what I'm saying? Like it's about the lyrics and the composition. I don't remember the question.
Just how you felt about your
performance. Oh, yeah.
But I liked where you went with it. Yeah. Like.
That song I wrote several years ago. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or not, but so I was coming down off of some things that I should not have been coming down off of.
A ladder.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And I don't know if you've all ever come down off of a ladder, but whenever you're coming down off of a ladder, it leaves a ladder-sized hole in your soul. And, like, you feel like nothing is ever going to feel that good again in your whole life.
Because you're up so high on the ladder.
Right, you're up so high on the ladder. It makes you feel really depressed. And I wrote that song to kind of make myself feel better.
I think that's a really interesting place.
Yeah.
Now I feel...
I got tricked onto being on that ladder in the first place. Somebody had put that ladder into something else when I climbed up on it, so I'll make that clear too. But you know,
put a ladder in a pool.
I don't feel like I'm being egotistical when I say I feel like it's a pretty powerful song. It's made a bunch of people cry.
Ladder's a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
You gave me a little USB,
mm-hmm.
and I was going through listening through some songs you had recorded, and that song on the thumb drive just kind of cut off, and so I was like really. I was really upset because that was actually the first song I was listening to.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I was just like, this isn't how all his songs are. Because I was like, and I was really, how did you record a lot of those songs? I was actually really happy with the recording quality.
Yeah, well, the lo-fi is a good friend of mine because it doesn't pick up all your mistakes and stuff. It's all on a laptop, just a Mac that I borrowed from my buddy. And then later on, another buddy had a laptop that got the screen split, and he just gave that to me. But yeah, just the onboard microphone and varying distances away from it.
Yeah, that's really cool. Like that you can get those sounds. And were you playing all the instruments, like, on the different recordings? Because I know there's upright, and there's some violin, and I know you said you play those.
I played violin on a couple tracks, but my buddy Johnny did most of the violin stuff. He was in a band with me called the Raccoon Creek Rangers until he got married to a Kentucky woman and moved down south.
That's a pretty badass name.
And then Bart Wiseman plays the dobro on a song on there, but the rest of it's me.
Very cool.
Took 75 takes for each track.
Oh, yeah? Not bad. So, you want to introduce your next song?
Sure. Which one was the next one?
Should be The Dog's Life for Me.
Oh, well, I think you introduced it then already.
This is Andy Milliken, The Dog's Life for Me.
It's dog's life for me, but it ain't what it's cracked up to be. I wag my tail, jump all around. You wag your finger and tell me to sit down. I wish that you'd give me just a scratch behind the ear. I wish that you'd throw me a bone. I'm getting to be an old man, only in doggy years. Tied up by the back porch, scratching fleas all alone. It's a dog's life for me, but it ain't what it's cracked up to be. You taught me some tricks, how to sit, speak, and stay. Turns out this whole time you've been jerking my chain. But I wish that you'd take me for a walk once in a while. I wish I could chase me a squirrel. Sometimes I stand up on the top of this old dog box of mine, looking over the back fence at the rest of the world. It's a dog's life for me, but it ain't what cracked up to be. I'm learning about the trouble between women and men, figuring out that I'm my own best friend. Till I wish that she'd let me in out of the cold. Maybe sleep by the foot of the bed. I'm chasing my tail, now I'm digging small holes. I'm dirty and mangy, I'm underfed. It's a dog's life for me.
Oh, welcome back. That was It's a Dog's Life for Me by Andy Milliken. Excuse me.
You're excused.
Thank you. So, Andy, you are a musician and
a boot enthusiast.
That's true. That's true.
Can you tell us about your boots?
Well, I just got these brand new Wolverine size 13s. My mom got them for me. It was a surprise Friday night.
13 your size?
It is.
Okay.
It is, which is convenient because otherwise they wouldn't be very comfortable. My old boots were Survivors, purchased at Walmart when I was 14. Now I'm 28, so that's a lot of life. I'm not complaining about the Survivors, but, you know, hopefully these Wolverines maybe I can get 15 or 16 years out of. I of course, plan on putting some weatherproofing on them.
What, Rust-Oleum stuff? Have you seen that?
No, like the... I just want to go, like, around the threads, around the soles, you know.
Oh, yeah.
See, I go through shoes, like, you know, really fast. I get a hole here, and I just tear up my shoes, and when I was living in Canada, I got a big hole. Yeah, I got a big hole in the right there on my shoe. And I would rather spend my money on cigarettes and take out Chinese So I just wore them. It was winter time.
But you don't need shoes for either of those.
I had to like buy new socks and a new pair of shoes.
But if you let your life deteriorate to the point where like your mom feels sorry enough for you to buy you some new shoes, they just magically appear sometimes.
Okay.
You really got to let yourself go, man.
You waited that one out.
Yep.
That's really good advice.
And that was the plan, and now I can start getting
like
my stuff
together. Though, it doesn't take shoes to smoke cigarettes or eat Chinese food, so you're all right with that, though.
Yeah. All right, well, we have just a few minutes left. Is there anything you would like to say? Maybe you would like to talk about what your favorite Teletubby is. Like, if you were a Teletubby, what color would you be?
The purple one.
The purple one. Okay. Do you have anything you want to say for like about music or to inspire people to want to play music or to have people want to hear you play music or to let you talk?
What I would like to say is that I've been giving guitar lessons for 12 or 13 years, and it's my favorite thing in the world to do. And I'm always looking for new students, so if we can definitely put up, in the different places this is going to be aired, we'll put up some information to get a hold of me. I like to do that a whole lot, and I want to do more of it, so get a hold of me, and I'll teach you how to play guitar.
How can they get a hold of you? How can we get a hold of you if we can just tell them?
Do it right here instead of a link?
Okay,
Well, the best way is my phone number.
Do you
want to
give the whole world?
On the air? Yeah, the whole
world. I mean, we do it sometimes, but if you feel comfortable.
Let's go with this. It's 7-4-0-4-1-8-5-8-6-7.
So 7-4-0-4-1-8-5-8-8-6-7.
I thought I said it slow enough for everybody to be able to.
Yeah, but then I was like, wait, what happened?
You weren't writing it down.
Rewind it like six times if they need to.
All right. We're going to play your last video. And I tried to give guitar lessons once. I just want to say I couldn't do it. I was just like, you know what? I taught myself how to play guitar with this book called How to Teach Yourself How to Play Guitar. And I was like, here, you should just take it.
Have you given any lessons to anybody who is now famous?
No, I've given lessons to people who are in a band and play out all the time, but they're not famous, no.
All right. Here's Andy Milliken one more time with Cheap Champagne.
I woke up this morning feeling like a cheap bottle of champagne. Half drunk from the night before, left sitting on the countertop waiting to be poured down the drain. I counted down a minute, humming whole lang time, watching all those tiny bubbles burst before my eyes. Man, old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. I woke up this morning feeling like a man's size apology. And I went to sleep last night with a pretty good idea about what my resolution ought to be. I counted down the minutes, humming old lang syne, watching all the tiny bubbles burst before my eyes. May old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind.